We're talking now with Rich Hubanks, who, of course, is our president of the Oklahoma FFA Association for 2017-2018. Ridge, you've got, you're about, what, three-fourths of the way done or so now done with your year as president, your second time around as a state officer. Give me a little bit of a feel of, you know, how things have gone for you.
Well, I can tell you, with 61 days left in office, it's kind of a lot of reflection and sitting down and just looking back on the things that the team's been able to do so far. The second time around has just been absolutely incredible. I mean, the first year was dynamite. It was brand new, and it was just me coming into this brand new world that is state office. And so coming back this second year with that 1 year of experience under my belt, I've been a lot more comfortable, and just the experiences and my abilities to just go through all the different programs that the state officers do has been second to none. I've picked up more this year in everything from alumni camp this summer to Colt Conference to Goodwill Tour, and now we're doing our business and industry tours. It's just been every step of the way has just been a lot more incredible because I've been more comfortable in the position that I'm in, and I've got seven officers underneath me that I've had the honor of helping through their first year in office too. So looking back, I mean, it's been a roller coaster of emotions, but second to none. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Right. Your big event that you always will be pointing to as an officer all year long is that state convention. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, it's about 2 months away.
Yes, and we actually have a team countdown, and when you put a number on something, it brings a lot more significance to it. And so we've got a really exciting convention lined up this year, though. We're having our first cabinet member ever with Secretary Sonny Perdue. We're so excited that he's getting to come down, and we also are really excited about a partnership, and this is something brand new this year to the FFA Association. We're doing a partnership with Eskimo Joe's that we're going to have a customized FFA t-shirt through Eskimo Joe, and the money and proceeds from that are going to go back into the organization in the form of scholarships for students. And so those are two of the really new highlights and big highlights. We also have the Wade Bowen concert. And so that's something that members love every year, is having a Texas Red Dirt person come and perform and actually have the opportunity to dance and have a live dance at the concert. And so along with that, we're going to be honoring the state's best. And, you know, we're the state that year after year, we have the most national proficiency winners, CDE winners, LDE winners. And so our state convention is kind of the highlight, and it's our opportunity to give back to the members and highlight their achievements over the last year.
Going to get to celebrate with a national officer from Oklahoma, too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And one of my former teammates, Ms. Piper Merritt, we're really, really excited she gets to come home. And it's always a treat to have a national officer, but it's even more special whenever they're one of your own. And so we are so excited to have Piper back home. And I know she's really excited to get to connect with FFA members and talk about her opportunities on the national level and what she's seen and the things that she's going to get to bring back to Oklahoma that'll continue to help us get better year in and year out.
Right. Now, you're the last officer team that'll have the full year with Kent Boggs. I know we're going to be celebrating Mr. Boggs as well.
Yes, and that's one of those things where it's really hard to celebrate the guy that's in charge of state convention in a special way, but I can assure you that there are a lot of things underway right now to honor his legacy. I believe we're his 33rd team, and so just the mark that he's made on Oklahoma FFA is just incredible, and my words can't do enough justice for the things that he's done and the teams prior that have had him. And so we're very honored for everything that he's done, but in the spirit of progress and moving forward, we're also really excited to see where the organization is going to go now that we're going to start having some new leadership coming into the office. And so knowing that we'll always have that foundation that is through him and that we can lean back on him if there are ever any questions. But it's just a really exciting time for Oklahoma FFA as a whole.
Tell me your experience as FFA from the time that you were a green hand to now. What's it meant to you?
Well, I can honestly say that it's made me the person I am, and there's a reason that I'm sitting here in an FFA jacket, and I'm not somewhere playing football. I'm not somewhere just focusing on school and academics, and that's because FFA has given my life purpose beyond just existence. And there's something about this blue and gold jacket and the FFA family that we have, not just here in the state of Oklahoma, but just all across the country, that makes you want to have that life of service. It makes you want to do more with your life, and it helps you realize realize that there's more to this world than just you, and that, you know, the more that you can do to help others, the better off you're going to be, and the better off your community is going to be, your state's going to be. And that culture is what makes Oklahoma so special. And so for me, there is no organization, and there's nothing else that you can get involved in that's going to grow you as a leader, make you a better person, all the while being alongside people that want you to succeed just as bad as you want them to succeed.